NPR's business news begins with the latest on the deadlock here in Washington. We've been following the story all this hour. House Republicans had been expected to announce their own plan to end the partial government shutdown and avert a default on the national debt. But House Speaker John Boehner came to the microphones a short while ago and kept things very vague.
There are a lot of opinions about what direction to go. There have been no decisions about what exactly we will do. But we're going to continue to work with our members on both sides of the aisle.
Let's bring in our congressional correspondent, Tamara Keith. And Tam, when we spoke early this hour, you had said that there might not be enough Republican support for a plan that Boehner was coming up with. Is that what might have happened here?
That's exactly what it looks like happened. He went in with a plan. He came out with, we've got a lot of ideas here. That was basically the vibe I got from California Republican Daryl Issa when he was exiting the meeting. I asked him what the support level was among House Republicans and whether it was unanimous.
Unanimous would be the Democratic Party. We're the Republican Party, so we're nearly unanimous at best.
At best. And there has been just House Republicans are really struggling with how to move forward here.
House Speaker John Boehner in a position that is becoming all too familiar. Well, let's just step back if we can, Tamara. We had a Senate plan. There was talk of a bipartisan deal to avert the default on the debt and end the government shutdown. Or this Republican plan, maybe not enough support for it. Are we any closer to a compromise on these two issues today?
The Senate is still moving forward, and there's this idea that sometimes it's darkest before the light. Sometimes when there's total chaos here in the Capitol and you don't know which way is up, ultimately that leads to something emerging that will actually work. And this could be part of Boehner telling his members that they just have to go with Democratic support or go with the Senate plan.
All right. We'll be following that story all day long on NPR News. It's our congressional correspondent, Tamara Keith. Thanks, Tamara.
You're welcome.